If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve
you
it.
You have to have it.
And he has earned his purse.
Oh, my goodness sakes. In the music industry.
Twice.
He is the best.
Yes.
No doubt. Well, we promised these folks some good music from the Bar J. Wrangler.
We did.
Yeah, this is a good Jack Hanna song.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Hanna wrote this song, and the Bar J. Wranglers recorded it. It's great. This is Silver Spurs.
When I was a young boy at nine in the winter back home, mother would take from the mantle a picture she owned of a handsome young cowboy and her on their wedding day. And the spurs on his heels that he wore when he rode away. And she'd sing, "Bells that ring like bells in the night, silver spurs flashing in Utah moonlight, hoofbeats that echo out over the hills, songs and stars and a memory that thrills my heart, my heart, my heart, like the ring of his spurs. I grew and I loved those wild horses and drifted away. Ooh, out on the road alone, living the rodeo way. I won me a buckle on a piebald in Lander last spring. Ooh, floating in a hearing that old song my mother would sing. And she'd sing, bells that ring like bells in the night, silver spurs flashing in Utah moonlight, hoofbeats that echo out over the hills, songs and stars and a memory that thrills my heart, my heart, my heart, like the ring of his spurs. As I walked back, a crippled old cowboy came down to the chutes. Ooh, 70 years in his eyes, silver spurs on his boots. Said, "Son, that's the prettiest riding I've seen in a while." Ooh. As he blinked out a tear in his eye and he choked down a smile. "I rode with your dad in the roundup the day that he died. Ooh. Up north the Jarvis, just over the Idaho side. Rolled under a young buckskin stud, he had started to train. Ooh. Slipped on a hill in the mud in the September rain." And she'd sing, "Bells that ring like bells in the night, silver spurs flashing in Utah moonlight, hoofbeats that echo out over the hills, songs and stars and a memory that thrills my heart, like the ring of his spurs." The last words he whispered to me as I knelt by his side. "Ooh. You know, Jack, I'd give anything just to see my boy ride. Were your father's, you've earned them, and now, son, they're yours." Ooh. As he took from his heels and he handed me these silver spurs. And she'd sing cows that ring like bells in the night, silver spurs flashing in Utah moonlight, hoofbeats that echo out over the hills, songs and the stars and a memory that thrills my heart, like the ring of his spurs. Like bells in the night, silver spurs flashing in Utah moonlight, hoofbeats that echo out over the hills, songs and the stars and a memory that thrills my heart, my heart, my heart, like the ring of his spurs. Like the ring of his spurs.
Oh man, great song written by the late Jack Hanna and beautifully performed by the Bar J Wranglers.
You can't beat it.
Nope. No way.
Not even with a stick.
Speaking of people who have earned their spurs.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The Bar J Wranglers. You know, we remember when those boys were just starting.
That's right. You know, and it was, well, and it was a lot of fun and kind of missed them, old boys.
You know I do. Yeah. Absolutely. I haven't talked to them for a while, but I have talked to a couple of their band members.
Yeah.
And I guess the Humphrey boys are just loving life. They've moved close to where they have grandchildren, mm-hmm. and life is good.
Well, that's what it's all about,
that
right?
That is exactly what it's all
and
about.
And once you earn your spurs, you have the right to hang them up,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah, and if you're smart, you know when.
You know when.
To hang them up. And that's why you and I don't announce rodeos
that's
anymore.
Right. Yeah, we decided to hang them up before they asked us.
Before
to.
They said, man, I wish those guys had quit.
It's time for,
yeah,
you,
it's time
to
for you guys
up
to
your
quit.
Spurs.
Well, I don't know about you, but I became a little less patient.
Yeah. And that the farther into it.
Yeah. So that was the big reason for me hanging it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, having a microphone and being able to say whatever you want is a real, real dangerous
it
thing.
It is dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. Sure enough.
Do you remember our first set of spurs?
I do.
Yeah. I sent you a picture the other day.
Yeah.
I found one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, that's the way that always is.
Yeah, just one.
You lose one and the other one goes in a drawer
right,
or in the tack room or something like that. But yeah, I sent you a picture. We both had matching sets of spurs.
Yeah.
Matching set of shafts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, we were styling.
And Mom made us buckskin gloves.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and we had hats that, we were just.
We were styling.
Yeah. That was a good way to start to earn your spurs.
There you go. Right? Yeah. Well, and you earlier you talked about having somebody that already earned their spurs.
Yeah.
You know, and both of us apprenticed under Dad when it come to shoeing horses.
Absolutely.
You know, what better teacher could you have?
Right. None.
None.
Yeah.
Well, and Dad's way of teaching was
I know it. Yeah. Yeah, that's a true statement.
Well, how long have you been watching this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here are the nippers.
Here, this is, here,
go ahead. Go to work.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I know. You know, I've inherited a little of that myself, too, but yeah. Same way with roping.
Yeah, Dad, I want to learn to rope. Here.
All right, here you go.
Here's a rope.
You know, Dad roped a lot when he was young and was cowboying a lot. I never saw him rope when we were growing up.
Well, I never saw him twirl a rope more than once, a loop more than once.
There you go.
And it was one and done.
One and throw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's something to be said for that, too. Yeah, that's right. All right, well, we need a little cowpoke poetry.
Oh, yeah, I can hardly wait.
Yeah, listen for the spurs.
I will.
The old Crockett spurs. As long as I can remember, the Crockett spurs belonged to Jim. They're modest, yet very complex, and remind me a lot of him. Tempered with hard work and labor, engraved with years of bad weather, forged from the iron of turmoil thick in the skin and the leather. Perfectly balanced in function, dependable when called on to work. Precise when applied to the trade, dangerous when used by a jerk. Both may appear harsh at first sight, but are subtle when put into use. The hard edges have been worn down some, polished by years of abuse. not very flashy to look at, don't make a whole lot of noise, often overlooked by most folks, except for real working cowboys. As progress replaces tradition, an emotion within me stirs. My heritage is a priceless gift, like Jim and those old Crockett Spurs. And that is in tribute to Big Brother Jim.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. How about a little Dick's
Old
pick?
Old man, a classic.
All right. Who's singing?
Tex Ritter.
Oh, nice. What's old Tex singing?
Jingle, jangle, jingle.
Very nice.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell,
Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell,
oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell.
Why I never
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann,
oh, Mary Ann.
Though I've done some moonlight walking, this is why I up and ran.
Why I up
I got
and
spurs
ran.
That jingle, jangle,
I've got
jingle.
Spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I go
jingle,
riding merrily
as I go riding merrily
and they
along.
Sing, oh,
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Sally Jane,
oh, Sally Jane,
though I'd love to stay forever, this is why I can't remain.
Why I can't remain.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
I got spurs
jingle,
that jingle, jangle,
as I go riding merrily
as
along.
I go riding merrily
and they sing, oh, ain't you glad
and they sing,
single.
Oh, ain't you glad
and that
single.
Song ain't so very far
and
from
that song
wrong.
Ain't so very
oh,
far
Bessie
from
Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Oh, Bessie Lou.
Though we've done a heap of dreaming, this is why it won't come true.
Why it won't
I
come
got spurs
true.
That jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
So I'll go jingling, a jangling, a jingling along.
Oh, that was a good choice right there. Like that.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about earning your spurs. Mm-hmm. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2023 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, September 15th and 16th. Registration opens Friday, September 15th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, September 16th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, September 15th and 16th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information or to register online, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.